Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I warned you to expect a further increase in the U.S. government's inflation of the money supply as a means to manage the more than $130 trillion net deficit of the federal government of liabilities, debt, and unfunded liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, and related programs above and beyond total government assets. This figure is detailed on the first page of the executive summary of the September 30, 2025 financial statements issued by the Treasury Department last month. When the COVID pandemic hit 6 years ago, the U.S. and other governments around the world ramped up their inflation of the money supply as one tactic to offset the economic damage. The U.S. Treasury Department tried to partly hide this inflation by discontinuing its weekly reporting of the M2 money supply just over 5 years ago. Since then, the M2 money supply is reported as a monthly average. Once the pandemic was mostly over, governments tried to taper off their inflation of the money supply. The U.S. government reached a post-pandemic low 30 months ago. Since then, the M2 money supply has increased 29 of the past 30 months and is now almost 10% higher than that recent low. Another way to inflate the money supply is by having the Federal Reserve Bank increase its balance sheet by purchasing U.S. Treasury and other government debt. At the end of 2006, right before the Great Recession hit, the Fed's balance sheet was $870 billion. As of last week, the Fed's balance sheet had ballooned to $6.7 trillion, an increase of more than 670% in less than two decades. Don't look at other paper currencies to protect your finances. Over the past 42 months, the global M2 money supply has jumped 25%. In contrast, gold and silver have protected the finances from falling paper currency purchasing power. They will continue to do so. If you don't already own a wealth insurance position of bullion-priced physical gold and silver coins and ingots as part of your portfolio, take action soon. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.